The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Today, Health Minister Jennifer Carroll McNeill has classified hexahydrocannabinol, or HHC, as an illegal substance. This means that the import, export, production, possession, sale and supply of products containing HHC is now completely illegal. Does this ban, though, go far enough? To discuss, I'm joined now by Dr. Bobby Smith. He's a consultant in child and adolescent psychiatry and an addiction specialist. Bobby, thank you very much for joining me today. Just remind us exactly what HHC is.
So HHC is a drug that's arrived on the scene in Ireland about 2 years ago. I actually hadn't heard of it prior to that point. It's a chemically modified version of one of the natural chemicals in the cannabis plant, and those modifications now cause it to act in the pretty much the exact same way as THC, which is the active drug in cannabis. And it's been sold in vape shops, in some of the specialist CBD stores and so on for the past 2 years. And it's been used reasonably enthusiastically by a cohort of young people who have been running into problems with it. So it's become, I suppose, the second most common drug that we encounter in adolescent addiction services. And in terms of drugs that cause psychosis or drug-induced psychosis in our acute psych services, our HHC is now sort of second to cannabis as a cause of drug-induced psychosis. So it's good that there's been a response.
Yeah, so it's sold in vape shops, but what form does it come in?
The most common form, Mandy, is in a vape form. But there's also edibles would be, I suppose, the second most common. Some of those edibles are made to look like jellies. But most of our young people attending our services, it's vaping.
I suppose what I'm trying to get a sense of is if, you know, I know there's an age limit on vapes, but there's a lot of people who are under 18 buying them. Like, potentially, is this a product that under 18s and like effectively children can get their hands on?
Yeah, I suppose that's been one of our concerns. It's been completely unregulated prior to today. Now, some of the stores would sort of say that they don't sell to children, but that's very much at the discretion of the store. There's been no legal prohibition on them selling it.
So, anyone
of any age.
So it's 2 years on the market here, relatively short amount of time, you might argue. Jennifer Carroll McNeill, the Minister for Health, has moved on it. That's a good thing.
I suppose psychiatrists have been making noise about this and communicating concerns to the department for close to 2 years. So we're frustrated it's taken so long, and we're worried that this has sort of allowed a mature market to get established. It's normalised use for young people in a way that's problematic. Most of Europe had this drug banned 6, 8, 12 months ago. We're actually one of the last countries in Europe to act on this.
And why do you think that was so slow in happening?
Again, I'm really not sure. I suppose there's been a change of government, new ministers. There's the national drug strategy is up for review at the moment. That's clearly the top priority from a drug policy perspective. Other things seem to constantly trump it. But, you know, we would hope and expect and really want this to be different next time. And it was good to see in Minister Carol McNeill's statement today an acknowledgement that we need to respond more quickly to the next similar challenge, which could happen tomorrow.
Yeah. Do you think that banning HHC now is enough to kind of curb its usage? Is there a bigger, stronger job of work to be done on this?
I suppose the worry is, like, the shops selling this have had a good lead-in time to this particular action. They've known this is going to be banned. The UN Office of Drug Control added it to the list of banned substances last March. Ireland, as a signatory to the UN conventions, is required to ban it. So they've known it's going to be banned. It was just an issue of when. My guess is they've got other products on the shelves that they'll have them HHC replaced by something else this evening or tomorrow. And that's, I suppose, an unknown and a worry. We would have rathered a response that was built on the Psychoactive Substances Act, which was put in place 15 years ago to deal with the head shops and this type of scenario, which basically means it's a criminal offence to sell a psychoactive drug. And we're not clear exactly why that legislation wasn't used a year ago or certainly 4 months ago when the UN banned this drug.
Mm. So now that they're moving on it, like, what's the next step from your point of view? I'm just trying to get a sense of, is there any more that can be done by the government now?
I suppose we're not exactly sure how things are going to play out. Mm-hmm. Will these shops have new shops, have new drugs? Have they already dumped HHC onto some sort of grey market or black market that's now going to actually cause a spike in use in the short term? I guess we don't really know. But it'll be, I suppose, the HSE services or our addiction service who has to deal with that on the short term. I think what the government can do, though, is to, I suppose, learn from this particular experience and the fact that actually we were slow to respond in this situation. Is there something we can do differently in the future? Are there problems with the Psychoactive Substances Act that we need to remedy in order to allow its use next time? Ideally, this problem should be nipped in the bud. You know, it should be within weeks, not within years.
Well, as you said at the outset, moving quicker really is the only way when a new product like this does come. Again, as it inevitably will with the evolution of these synthetic drugs. But look, thank you very much for taking the time to be with us today. That was Dr. Bobby Smith, consultant, child and adolescent psychiatrist and addiction specialist. Thank you very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.